Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Good morning, and thank you for joining us for It's Going to Be Wonderful. Today I want to talk to you about the harvest. The Bible talks of three harvests. The first I want to consider with you is the harvest of the past. In the book of Jeremiah and chapter 8, verse 20, is a very sad verse. The verse goes like this: "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." My friend, the summer is ended and the harvest is past for an awful lot of people. And the sad thing is, they were not saved. Once a person leaves this life, there's no hope. There is no such thing as a second chance. There's no second effort. I don't care what the cultists say. The Bible says that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, judgment. The harvest truly is past for many. And the summer is ended. And indeed, they were not saved. The second harvest I would consider with you is that mentioned by our Lord in Matthew chapter 9. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, the Word of God declares, "The Lord Jesus saith unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." The problem is not that there is no harvest. The problem is that there is no laborers. The Lord Jesus Christ is telling us here that there are people who will be saved, that there are people who are ready to be saved. They're white already unto harvest. You and I need to find that grain that has ripened, that grain that is almost to spoil. There are people who will be saved today if we'll tell them today. There are people who would be saved tomorrow if we'll tell them tomorrow. The harvest is plenteous. The problem is not there are not people who want to be saved. The problem is there are people who don't know how to be saved. The problem is laborers. And you and I are indicted by that statement. The laborers are few. You and I need to be going. We need to be telling people how that they can escape hell and gain heaven. The laborers are few. The Lord Jesus said that we ought to be praying the Lord of the harvest that he would send laborers into his harvest. Are we soul winners? And do we pray the Lord for more soul winners? More people to go out and tell people how to be saved, to pass out tracts, to witness, to invite people to church, to do everything we can to get them under the sound of the gospel. There's one other harvest spoken of, and it's that harvest that is at the end of the age, found in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 39, where our Lord Jesus says the harvest is the end of the age. There's coming a time, friend, when there'll be no more soul winning. There'll be no more testimony, "Know the Lord," because time will be over and people will not have the opportunity to respond to the gospel. That may be today. That harvest may be over for us. Oh, I know there's going to be that 7-year tribulation time, and there's going to be that 1,000-year reign of Christ. But you and I will not have part in that. Our work for Christ is going to be here. Our time for reaping, our time for sowing, our time for even watering what someone else has sown will come to an end. What will be our lot? How heavy will our harvest be? How full will our wagons be? Our time of harvest is right now in the time in which we're living. Do we bear the good news? Do we have a testimony for our Lord? Are we out trying to reap the harvest that's ready to be reaped? Or are we going to sadly someday stand before him empty-handed, not able to point to one person that we've led to Christ? It does not have to be that way. Heaven is going to be so wonderful. Won't you take somebody with you when you go? Thank you. trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Plaine Baptist Church by writing Belle Plaine Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.